So, we can begin the lessons. Thank you. So, welcome to this lecture. It's an honor for me to be here with this interdisciplinary group of students, so from psychology, from human rights, and so on. We have the possibility to have today an important guest, Dr. Gianpiero Grifo. This our guest will be introduced by Professor Masha, but I would like to remember that he is a person that studies disability, the involvement of persons with disability in our in the community in an inclusive way, and gives the contributes to have the Declaration of Human Rights of Persons with Disability and other important documents and important declaration about these issues. I would like to remember to all of you that the disability in our days remain an important issues of our society. Just to have a little list of problems that persons with a disability can encounter in their life. So, for example, diverse forms of labeling that create social distance every day. So, handicapped people, for example, is a label, or persons with learning difficulties is a label. And in general, labels create stereotype and prejudice and stimulate the other person to remain far from the persons with a disability. We have also in Italy and in our country a diverse form of paternalism and negative attitudes that can create problems for school inclusion and work inclusion and community inclusion. And this is an important point that stimulates us to think to other person, around the person with a disability. Higher frequency of microaggressions every day in the school and in work setting that create discomfort to the person with learning difficulties or disability or some diverse form of vulnerabilities. We have also insufficient social skills useful to management the complex interaction. Insufficient social skills from the other that frequently are not able to manage the complex interaction that is necessary in a heterogeneous context, in school or in work. Interact with persons that are diverse and different. Require a lot of social skills, complex social skills. The capacity to take in consideration the diverse point of view, taking in consideration the possibility to not use stereotype in our language, for example, and so on. We also have other problems. Poorly prepared professionals, social service providers, and policy makers. So I consider these lessons very important because we have the next generation, the generation of the future, that will have a management position. And it's necessary that the future management need to consider the importance of diversity, disability in an inclusive way to create a better context. But we need the involvement of the other person. And scarcity of innovative support services in the university, in the school, in the work. We need new form of support to stimulate inclusive context. And we need to study this new form, for example, shared and spread support services, peer counseling, peer coaching activity, and so on. We need to do research and verify new forms. So there are a lot of things that we have to consider when we are interested in this type of aspect and arrive at the end. So we need human rights and inclusion, two very important and central values in our society and also in our university. I would like my role of delegate, of director for disability, to tell you that our university would like to invest in human rights and inclusion and try to follow what other important universities are just doing. These are the top 10 universities, the best university in the world. And each one of these universities has services for inclusion and diversity. And they would like to push their attention on diversity and inclusion to stimulate intellectual cross-pollination, that is the instrument to favor the development, social development, and also cognitive development. So this is very important for our community. And we would like to go in that line with a diverse activity. This is an example. So cultural action like this. Action for research, training, and education. Just 1 hour ago, we had a meeting to study a new general course, a new experience for our university to speak about this argument. Action to improve services for persons with a disability and vulnerabilities, and more general action at our university, like the third mission of the university, the connection with the contest. Other important cultural activity in line with this, our language, how we can use language in a correct way and how we can create narration in stories to stimulate inclusion in our society. And more near to the lecture of today is the an exhibition on human rights and the accessibility of human rights, and all of you are invited. We will have our inauguration moment to speak about this important question, and then we have an exhibition that could stimulate the attention of the young students, the university students, and other social service providers on these important arguments. So thank you for the organization of this moment. Thank you to Dr. Griffo for the help that he tried to give to our university to move in this direction. Thank you very much.